Wednesday, September 24th, Ember Wednesday. The lesson from Amos chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold the days to come, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seeds, and the mountains shall drop sweetness, and every hill shall be tilled. And I will bring back the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the abandoned cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them, and shall make gardens and eat the fruits of them. And I will plant them upon their own land, and I will no more pluck them out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Haydock Commentary. By these words are meant the great abundance of spiritual blessings, which, as it were, by a constant succession, shall enrich the Church of Christ. The second lesson from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. In those days all the people were gathered together as one man to the street which is before the water gate, and they spoke to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the multitude of men and women, and all those that could understand, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read it plainly in the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and women and all those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a step of wood which he made to speak upon. And he opened the book before all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he had opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed down and adored God, with their faces to the ground. Now the Levites made silence among the people to hear the law, and the people stood in their place, and they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and plainly to be understood, and they understood when it was read. And Nehemiah and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who interpreted to all the people, said, This is a holy day to the Lord our God. Do not mourn nor weep. And he said to them, Go eat fat meats and drink sweet wines, and send portions to them that have not prepared for themselves, because it is the holy day of the Lord. And be not sad, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Haydock Commentary. They stood out of respect when the law was read, as we do while the gospel is read. It was understood by those who were near enough and who were skilled in Hebrew, though many had begun to forget that language, and for their benefit an explanation was given in Chaldean or Syriac, the vulgar tongue after the captivity. Pure Hebrew was still retained in the public liturgy. Thus the Catholic Church retains the use of the language first used in the conversion of the respective people, whether Greek, Latin, etc., while she takes care to explain to the people what is necessary in their own language. Any change might be attended with more serious inconveniences than benefit. The Jews had only one feast for mourning, the day of expiation. On all the rest, a holy joy was commended. For the same reason, the Church does not fast on such days. By this holy joy we shall be encouraged to perform all our duties. The Gospel from Mark chapter 9, verses 16 through 28. At that time, one of the multitude answering said to Jesus, Master, I have brought my son to thee, having a dumb spirit, who, wheresoever he taketh him, dasheth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with the teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. Who, answering them, said, O incredulous generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him. And when he had seen him, immediately the spirit troubled him, and being thrown down upon the ground, he rolled about, foaming. And he asked his father, How long time is it since this has happened to him? But he said, From his infancy, and oftentimes hath he cast him into the fire and into waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, help us, having compassion on us. And Jesus saith to him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And immediately the father of the boy, crying out with tears, said, I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the multitude running together, he threatened the unclean spirit, saying to him, Deaf and dumb spirit, I command thee, go out of him, and enter not any more into him. And crying out and greatly tearing him, he went out of him, and he became as dead, so that many said, He is dead. But Jesus, taking him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples secretly asked him, Why could not we cast him out? And he said to them, This kind can go out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Haydock Commentary. Let those blush who pretend to affirm that all men come into this world clear of original sin, and perfectly innocent like Adam when first created. For why should this child be tormented by a cruel devil if he had not been under the guilt of original sin, as it is clear beyond dispute that he could not be guilty of any actual transgression? So says Venerable Bede. All things are possible to him that believeth. The sense of these words is not as if he that believeth could do all things, but that anything might be done by the divine power and goodness in favor of him that had a firm and lively faith. If the man believed, as he said, why does he add, Help my unbelief? It may be answered, Because faith is manifold. There is a faith of beginners and a faith of the perfect. The incipient faith this man already possessed, and he besought our Lord to help him to the higher degrees of this virtue. No one becomes great and perfect all at once, but must first set off with small beginnings, and thus gradually ascend to the height of perfection. Thus the man who by the inspiration of grace has received imperfect faith may be said at the same time to believe and still to be incredulous. Here we are taught that our faith is weak and has need of support and increase from God's assistance. When tears accompany our faith, they obtain for us the grant of our petitions. So says St. Jerome. Him whom the devil had made like to the dead, the goodness of Christ by his charitable touch restored to life, thus proving at once both his divinity and humanity, the former by his wonderful cure of healing, and the latter by performing this cure by a touch of the hand. The devil could not inflict a real death on the child on account of the descent of the author of life. So says St. John Chrysostom.